We continue our learning of the Nishmas David ben Menachem Mishnah b'Chan Yaakov b'Pinchas Eliyahu. We increase his Perek Beis Mishnah Aleph. Arba Mechusrei Kippurim. There are four people who fall into the category of those who are lacking atonement, which our Mishnah will discuss. And in the next Mishnah, we'll discuss the four people who will bring a karbon ala zadon, whether they did something bemazed or beshogig. Normally, bring a karbon, we do something inadvertently. Here, even if they did it willfully, they're going to bring a karbon. These are the people who are lacking atonement, which means that until they bring their special offerings, they cannot eat karbonos, they can't eat kachim. So who's on this list? Hazav. So the Zav, this is the male where the Torah says, V'chiper alav hakoen lifnei Hashem mizovo. So you see the Torah uses the language of kapara. V'hazava, we've discussed the Zava many times. She has to bring on her eighth day, just like the Zav on his eighth day, after 7 days of seven clean days. She has to bring after seven clean days karbonos as well. And on that eighth day, then v'chiper aleha ha-kohen lifnei Hashem mizov tumah. So there's the language of kapar as well. V'hayoledes, the woman who gave birth, where the Torah says v'chiper aleha v'tahera. So that's also, and the pasuk says, "V'chiper aleha hakohen v'tahera." This is when she brings her karbanos, v'hametzora, and the person who has tzaras, where the Torah says, "V'chiper alav hakohen v'tahera," or "V'chiper alam mitaher mitumaso." All of these are people who are lacking atonement on the eighth day, or by the oledes, as we know, if when she finishes though the mei tahara lebein for 40 days. Olabas after 80 days. So all these are mechusrei kapara. They are lacking atonement until they make the special offerings. They cannot partake from karbanos. And Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Amir, there's someone else on that list. Ger mechusar kapara ad sheizarek alav hadam. That's one. We'll just mention one other. A ger, a convert, is also mechusar kapara until the blood is going to be sprinkled, which is a korban ola that he's going to bring. He can bring it maybe an animal, maybe a cane, a pair of birds. But this is done, whether the sprinkling is done from the korban or if it's a bird, we press the bird onto the mizbeach. He's considered a mechusar kapara until the blood is sprinkled for his korban. So what is the ger? Why is the ger bringing a korban? So in fact, min ha-Torah, although we don't have a Beis HaMikdash today, a person, the process of conversion involves three separate steps. There's the bris milah. There is for males, of course. There's tevilah, immersion in a mikveh, and hartzas hadam. That is the acceptance of the blood, the sprinkling of the blood of karbonos that they have to bring. Where is this derived from? So this, the Gemara in Krisos on the Testament Aleph, says that Omar Mar, and I quote from the Gemara, Ma avoseichem lo nichnusu lebris. Just like your forefathers only entered into the bris. This is actually the end of last week's parsha, the end of Parshas Mishpatim. Through what? Through bris milah and through hartzas damim and tevila and immersion. So too, every ger, the Jews were gerim in Har Sinai. So anyone who's going through conversion has to go through those three steps. So the Gemara wonders, Bishlam ab mila dichsiv kimulim hayu kol ha'amayotzim mitzrayim kol ha'amayotzim. So we understand very well that to enter into the covenant, to enter into conversion, we needed a bris milah. Because the pasuk says in Yoshua and Parakeh that when we left Mitzrayim, the people were kimulimayu kolamayusim. When they left Mitzrayim, they had a bris milah. They had to bring a carbon pesach. Beyond that, though, people in the mirror did not give a bris milah. So the days of Yoshua, they now had to have a bris milah. Or quotes the pasuk from Yecheskel, va'evor alayich va'erech misboseses bidamayich va'obalach v'damayich chayim. What does the pasuk say? Well, in your blood you shall live. Sounds like it's through that, through which is just a metaphor for Yitzias Mitzrayim there in Yecheskel Perek Tes Zayin. So that's a reference, of course, to the bris milah, the blood of the bris milah. Hartzaz damim, the Gemara says, how do I know that we entered the covenant through the acceptance of the blood, which was sprinkled on the mizbeach? D'chsiv ha'yishlach es na'arei b'nei Yisrael. They brought karbanos. The na'arei b'nei Yisrael came. This is the end of Parshas Mishpatim, as we said, and they brought shlamim, and they sprinkled the blood. Ela tevilah manalat. How do you know they had immersion in a mikvah? Where does it say that? So the Gemara says, it doesn't really say that, but it says, "D'chsiv vayikach Moshe chatzi hadam," also in the Pashas Shpatim, "vayizrok al ha'am," and he sprinkled the blood on the people, "v'ein hazah below tvila." We don't sprinkle on people, whether it be blood in this case or from the Parah Aduma, unless you had tvila prior to that. So what do we do today? Elamayata, the Gemara wants to know, ha'ida, the lake of carbon, we can't bring carbonos. Lonika belgerim, people cannot convert because there are no carbonos and blood to be sprinkled. So Amar Avachaber Yaakov, v'chiyogur itchem ger, asher besochechem. And then it says, l'doro sechem. That means that it sounds like gerus applies throughout the generations. That's true. So there must be gerus even without carbonos. We'll have mila and we'll have tvila and we don't have hartzaz dam. So Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov is of the opinion that a ger is mechusar kapara until there is the sprinkling of the blood. Whatever carbon that he's going to make, the carbonola, let's say, and he's a mechusar b'kriv, that means he can't eat carbonos until he has the zrikas hadam of his special carbon. Tanakama obviously disagrees with that. They hold that the ger is able to eat from the carbonos prior to kachim, prior to having zrikas hadam. There is no prohibition from eating carbonos before zrikas hadam. He's not considered a mechusar kapara. Once he has a bris milah and goes to the mikvah, there's a kachim are permitted. He's Jewish, not a problem to have carbonos. Why then does he go through that last process of hartzaz dam, the sprinkling of the blood from the carbon? That allows him to marry a Jewish woman. So therefore, the Tanakhama says he's not a mechusar kapara. And others claim that even Tanakhama will hold that, of course, he's not able to eat kachim until he has hartzaz dam as well. It needs mila, tvila, and the sprinkling, the acceptance of the blood, the sprinkling of the blood. Even the Tanakhama agrees. So why would the Tanakhama not call him mechusar kapara? So the answer is that why can't he eat kachim? He's very different than the other person. The person who is the Zav of the Yoledes, the Mitzora, those people are really Mechusar Kapara. They really are lacking in atonement. They have to bring those Kabbalists. Then they have full atonement from that state of Tumah. But when it comes to the person who's a ger, so why is it? Yeah, it could be he can't eat kachim just yet until he has the zrikas hadam. But it's only because he's not fully converted. We wouldn't call someone like that mechusar kapara. Why would we call him that? It's not mechusar kapara. It's not about kapara. Then the Mishnah says, v'nazir liyeno, ed r'liyazim and Yaakov, another person who I claim besides the ger who's also mechusar kapara should be added to the list of four, and that is a nazir liyeno v'tiglachto v'tumaso. A nazir regarding his wine and tiglachas shaving the head and coming in contact with the dead. We know those are the three. Coming in contact with the dead, cutting his hair, and drinking wine. So that's something he's unable to do till he brings his carbonos. So says Rabbi Yosef ben Yaakov, he's also mechusar kapara. What would the Tanakhama hold? Tanakhama says the Nazir is not a lacking atonement. Why? Because these carbonos are not brought for him to eat kachim. The purpose of the carbonos is to allow him now to drink wine and to come in contact with the dead. In fact, even according to Eliezer ben Yaakov, we're not saying that he's mechusar kapara. Now we can only eat carbonos after he goes through this process. He can't drink wine and cut his hair and come in contact with the dead until he goes through this process. So Eliezer ben Yaakov claims that's also someone who is mechusar kapara. And the Tanakhama says that's not mechusar kapara. It's not lacking in atonement. What this doesn't permit it to kachim. This is about permitting him to do other things that are mundane matters and not anything holy. Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis. Elu Mivin Al Hazon Kash Gaga. We mentioned in the previous Mishnah, the four people who fall into the category of where they bring a carbon, whether they did something b'mezid or b'shogeg. Haba number one is Haba Al HaShifcha. Someone who has relations with a Shifcha. We're speaking about a Shifcha Kananis, and specifically, it's a Shifcha Kananis who is married or betrothed, has Erison with an Eved Ivri. And this is the famous halacha of the Shifcha Charufa, where the Torah says, and the Bartanur quotes, Damar Kra in Vayikra Yutes, Parshas Kedoshim, V'chiper Alav HaKohen Be'el HaAsham, al chataso. So this is, now this is not a classic arayos, because this woman is not Jewish. She's a shifker kananis who's permitted to marry an eved ivri. Or maybe it's, according to others, it's a half shifcha, half slave, half free woman. She's owned by two masters, only one freed her, so she's half free, all betrothed also to an eved ivri. And this other man comes and has relations with her. So that is the case where the Torah says, whether it's done b'mezid or b'shogeg, even b'mezid, the halacha is that you bring a korban asham known as the asham shifcha charufa. Who else brings a korban, whether b'zodon or b'shogeg? That's v'nazir shenitma. A nazir became in contact with the dead, so he stops, he pauses the nazirus. Really has to start, he has to make himself Torah, and then he has to start again. So nazir shenitma, this is whether it happens b'shogeg or v'mezid, he has to bring korbanos. The pasuk says, v'chiyamus Mace alav befesa pisom. What's pisom? Whether it happened with whether you had kavana or you didn't have kavana. So what's the double language befesa pisom? So the Bar Tanura says, I'll tell you what that means. Befesa is where that was, you didn't have kavana, and pisom, since it's a double language, that's there to teach you that. No, that's where you did have kavana. So these two are included. So what do you see? Both Mezid and Shogeg are included. Well, what about the Shifcha Charufa? Where do we have a double pasuk to tell me that includes both Shogeg and Mezid? We quoted the pasuk, V'chiper alav ha-kohen be'el ha-asham, you bring a korban asham al-chataso. V'hadar k'siv, says the Bar Tanura, v'nislach lo me'chataso asher chata. That extra phrase, me'chataso asher chata, l'rabos Mezid k'shogeg. So far we have two out of four. The number one is the one who has relations with the Shifcha Charufa. You bring, whether that's done Meshogig or Memezid, you bring in the Karban Asham. Another Shenitma, either way, he has to bring a cane, a pair of birds, one chatas, one as an ola, and a keves as an asham. So that's his tumah, whether this nazir did it b'mezid or b'shogeg, became tameh, and it has to start a new count. Val shluas ha'edus, another example where the shogeg or mezid, this is where a person took a shvua. Someone summoned him to court. Yeah, I want you to testify on my behalf. He lies. He swears. We had this in Masecha Shavuos. This is where somebody lies and takes a shvua. I don't know any edus at all about you. And then he admits to have knowing edus. So whether that was b'mezid or shogeg, he forgot about it or not. Either way, the halacha is if he took this oath and then admitted, realized he made a mistake, that he really knows edus, so he has to bring a korban. What type of korban? This is one of the examples where he brings a korban olav yored. Depends on the financial status. Either a keves, or maybe two birds, or maybe a mincha offering that is very, very poor. And that is derived from the fact that the Torah uses the word v'ne'alam, which means that it was unintentional. Meaning that in other cases where we bring a korban olav yored, the Torah usually uses the word v'ne'alam, where it's a person was unaware of what happened. So that sounds like that it's only shogeg. But says the Bar Tanura, when it comes to shvuas ha'edus, chayev ha'kosov, chiyev ha'kosov al mezid k'shogeg, debechula ne'emah, regarding all other cases of olav yored, where you bring a korban depending on your financial status. Let's say, for example, you're not a person walked into the Beis HaMikdash when he was tameh. There it says v'ne'alam, meaning it was a state of unawareness. I didn't remember I was tameh. V'kan lo but by Shua Said, it doesn't say Vinalam. So it doesn't matter whether you're with Vinad, you're unaware or even you're aware. You're going to bring a carbon for Shua Said. And Val Shua Sabikadum. This is someone who took an oath when someone claimed that he owed him money. You owe me a loan, you stole from me, you owe me money because for wages, whatever it may be, whatever the claim of the money is. A person takes an oath and says, no, I don't owe you anything. And then he admits, he confesses that, oh, in fact, I really do. He brings an asham gezelos, this guilt offering called an asham gezelos. And that's a shvuas ha-pikadon. Such a person, the halacha is, the Torah says, Bar Tanura says the Yalef Techeta Legzera Shavim Shvuas Eidos. Since when it comes to Shvuas Eidos, it doesn't say Vinelam, and that teaches me even Mezid is Chayav, and there's a Gzera Shava where the word Techeta is written both in Shvuas Eidos and Shvuas Habikadon. That's from where we derive that Shvuas Habikadon, where you take this oath, and a person lied. Regarding a pikadon, regarding deposit, money, whatever it may be that he owes. So just like when it comes to Shvuas Ha'edus, we know that it applies even if he doesn't bemezid. So too, the Shvuas HaPikadon has to bring the guilt offering, the Asham Gazelos, even in the case of mezid.